Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sound off with me, folks, on Boston's second 20-point win in the first three games of this first round series against the Miami Heat. Listen, during this game, Saturday night, down in Miami, game three, the Celtics needed it, and they dominated it from start to finish. They jumped out to a 12-3 lead early on. They never trailed for a single second of this game. They led by as many as 29 and wound up cruising to a 2-1 series lead. There were two major changes in this game that I saw early on that told me that things were going to be different, very different, on this night than what we saw on Wednesday in Game 2 up in Boston. Those things were that Kristaps Porzingis was back in a rhythm, and Boston's defense got back to being elite, which it was all season long as it ranked number 2 in the entire NBA in defensive rating. Porzingis struggled in Game 2. He admitted it. He talked about it after that game. He talked about it at practice the next day on Thursday. And he was ready to redeem himself in this game. And that's exactly what he did. After shooting 1-for-9 and scoring just 6 points in game two, he came out and scored 18 on only 9 shots in game three. He was totally in rhythm from the get-go, and you could see it early on that he was feeling good. He bangs home Boston's first basket of the night. That's a 3-pointer from straight away on an assist from a teammate driving kick that led to his shot at the top of the arc. He took 3 shots in the first 3 minutes of this game, including 2 no-doubter threes. So you could just see it in his bones and the way that he was operating. He wasn't shying away from the moment. He was ready to bounce back, and that's exactly what he did. He was aggressive. And when he's in a rhythm and aggressive alongside all of the other talent on this team, the Celtics are typically borderline impossible to beat. And that's exactly how they looked in this game. The same can be said for when Boston's defense is playing with a purpose the way that it did tonight and the way that it did during game one. We saw this team play defense with a purpose from the opening tip of this game down in Miami. Nothing was easy for Miami. No easy driving lanes, no open threes without contest like we saw in game two. The Heat had to work for everything that they got. And let me remind you that this is a Heat team that ranked 21st in the entire NBA in offensive rating this season. And that was with Jimmy Butler. And that was with Terry Rozier. So even with those two very, very good offensive players, this Heat team has not been a good offensive team all season long. So game two, obviously they found a rhythm. They figured it out from long range and they shot the lights out. They made 23 three-pointers. The third most ever in an NBA playoff game. The most that franchise had ever made in a playoff game. But that was not the norm. Today, it got back to the norm because of Boston's defense. They played with a defensive purpose, and this is the defense that we came to expect all season long. And that's why Miami wound up scoring 84 points. Let me tell you how anemic that number is. That number, 84 points, is 22 less than the worst offense in the entire NBA average this season. Think about that for a moment. The Memphis Grizzlies had the worst offense in the league this season, and even they averaged 105.8 points per game. Let's round it up to 106. Tonight, this Heat team scored 22 points less than that Memphis Grizzlies team averaged this season. And this is in a playoff game. Boston's defense was dominant. It challenged everything the Miami Heat attempted throughout this game, and it started early on. First quarter, Miami shoots less than 24% from the field. Boston forces 5 turnovers. It was like a statement right out of the gates in this game that, hey, our defense is back, and you're going to feel us all night long. And then back to what we said about Porzingis, same thing. He was showcasing early on, I feel good about myself. I don't care what happened in that last game. And he said this at practice on Thursday. He sat in his chair in front of all the media, and he said, I don't get too caught up in what happened last night. I move forward, and I'm going to play better in the next game. And that's exactly what he did. So don't sleep on Porzingis, who's been awesome all season long. And do not sleep on this Celtics defense. It is capable of dominating at every single position. It's the only way they rank number 2 in the league this season in defensive rating. And as Jason Tatum and many other players said after this game, it's the defense that's going to win a championship. The offense is borderline unstoppable when 3 or 4 of their main players are cooking, because they've got so many other guys who can take the ball off the dribble, make great reads, shoot it from the perimeter, make other types of shots. The offense is great, but it's the defense that can and will win a championship for this year if Boston does grab that 18th title. All right, let's take some comments from the fan base. We've got Ava on Joe Mazzulla's coaching. We've got Gons George on what got Boston's defense going tonight. And then Jonathan Pham on what he took out of this win. Let's dive into the first one from Ava. All right, Spicy Ava says, Joe doesn't deserve any hate. He made all the right adjustments and got us locked in with a great chance to win this from the tip. Ava, thank you. Thank you for someone out there heaping some praise onto Joe Mazzulla. Throughout this broadcast tonight, you heard a very talented basketball coach in Stan Van Gundy constantly laud the job that Joe Mazzulla has done over the past 2 seasons. He's the first coach in the history of the NBA, at least according to what Stan Van Gundy said, that has ever coached a team to consecutive seasons of having a top 2 offense and a top 2 defense. From what Stan Van Gundy said, there hasn't been another coach who has done that with a top 5 offense and defense in consecutive years. That's crazy. Yes, the Celtics are talented. Yes, they have great players. Yes, they have generational talents in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But the coach is who puts it all together. Look around the league, folks. There are plenty of other teams with tons of talent. None of them are as great at both ends of the court as the Celtics, and that's because Joe Mazzulla has gotten the players to execute, to buy in, and to play at a high level basically every single night. And it doesn't take long for people to get on their high horse after one game like game two and start to criticize Joe Mazzulla. Oh, he can't make the adjustments. Oh, the Celtics can't lose to a team like this. Well, did he make the adjustments tonight? Did he? Everyone out there who was talking down on Joe Mazzulla after game two? Answer. Did Joe Mazzulla make the adjustments that you wanted to see? Did the Celtics come out ready to play? Absolutely. So as Ava says, Joe doesn't deserve any hate. He got this team to bounce back from a poor performance in game two, and they absolutely dominated game three. They've now won two of the three games in this series by 20 points. They've led by at least 29 points in two of the three games of this series. And the only one that they didn't was a Miami win that was by the skin of their teeth, by the way. They only led by 4, 5, 6 points late in that game, while they set a franchise record for most three-pointers ever made in a playoff game. Joe Mazzulla is a great coach. And man, it bothers me when people try to use him as a crutch when the Celtics have a bad game. A bad game, by the way. That is singular. This team never underperforms in multiple consecutive games. It just doesn't happen because Mazzulla always has them ready to play. They never lost more than two straight games this whole season. That's crazy. Give this man the credit that he deserves. He's a great head coach. He's got a talented basketball mind. And he's got a team that is absolutely loaded with talent, completely bought into all of their roles and what the team is trying to accomplish as a unit. And the same cannot be said for many of the other coaches around this league. So lay off Joe Mazzulla. He doesn't deserve any hate, as Ava said. He deserves praise. And that's what I'm trying to give him right now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melanin Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
All right, Gons George chiming in next, saying, I finally saw some physicality. Finally. Two finalies in the first sentence. I love that. Using the body and less hands. Just how our defense should be. Go Celtics with the three-leaf shamrock. Gons George, this was all about physicality tonight, right? Like, the Celtics brought the physicality to this game. And as I said earlier on, it all started early on. Like, Jrue Holiday, Derek White, even you saw Jason Tatum on some possessions, Jaylen Brown, really everyone around the table. Everyone seemed to try to make it a point early on to the Miami Heat. You are going to feel us tonight. You are not going to be comfortable. You were comfortable Tuesday night, and that wasn't because of what you did. That was because of what we did. We can control that. We will control that, and that's exactly what the Celtics did tonight. Physical defense, energetic defense, effort from the start to the end of possessions, and that starts with contesting shots, taking away passing lanes, taking away driving lanes, communicating as a team, and it ends with securing that defensive rebound, which the Celtics did tonight. Miami got just 9 offensive rebounds in this game, only 27 defensive rebounds in this game. So the Celtics controlled the glass to complete and finish off those defensive possessions. As Gons George says, physicality. That's what we all want to see out of this Celtics team during the postseason. There have been years where the Celtics have kind of shied away from physicality. This season, I mean, if you watch them all season long, they've leaned into physicality, particularly on defense. And in my opinion, it's Jrue Holiday who's at the forefront of that. He's kind of the head of the snake at that side of the court. He didn't have his best defensive game in game 2. He certainly bounced back and then some tonight in game 3. He led the way. Boston's defense was dominant. It was physical. It played with effort. And it completed possessions basically every single time down the floor. That's the only way you hold an opponent to 84 points during an NBA playoff game. Very, very, very impressive bounce back performance from Boston's defense. All right, our last comment of the night coming in from Jonathan Pham says, a great mix of everything that worked for C's this season. Great defense. KP was way more involved. Good minutes from Peyton Pritchard. A great game all around with JT and JB setting the tone. But the key word is defense in all caps. Love it, Jonathan Pham. As we've talked about ad nauseum in this episode so far, defense was at the forefront of what the Celtics accomplished tonight. They made Miami feel them, but that wasn't it. I think the defense sparked some other great performances around the entire roster for this game. And you mentioned Kristaps Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis was great tonight. Double the amount of points compared to the amount of shots that he took. 18 points to 9 shots. Peyton Pritchard, again, really good off the bench. They weren't big numbers. He had only 7 points, 1 assist, and 3 rebounds. Obviously grabbed a couple of offensive rebounds. He's so strong down in the paint. A lot of people don't talk about it. They're going to be talking about it by the end of this playoff run. I guarantee that. But Porzingis played well. Peyton Pritchard played well. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both tie for the leading scoring mark in this game with 22 points apiece. And then each of them grabbed at least 8 rebounds in this game as well. So two electric scorers also getting it done on the glass. The Celtics, you could tell, had an emphasis on attacking the glass tonight. They did it on offense. They grabbed 10 offensive rebounds that led to 17 second chance points. Those are game-changing points, okay? Those can get in the head of the other team. And then defensively, they grabbed 33 rebounds tonight. Guess how many Miami grabbed in the entire game? 36. So the Celtics almost grabbed as many defensive rebounds, 33, as Miami grabbed total rebounds, 36, in this game. So it really was an across-the-board performance for the Celtics tonight. This is what we've come to expect this season. This team is talented from top to bottom. It operates at an extremely high level, both on offense and on defense, on any given night, because are all 7, 8, 9 players who are going to check into the game going to play at a very high level every night? No, it's not going to happen. But the Celtics have so much talent that if half of those guys play really well, it's almost impossible to beat them. That's exactly what happened tonight, except more than half of the team played at a high level. Not the best offensive performance out of the Celtics tonight. Only made 11 threes. I can't remember who it was, but someone said before this game, I'd love to see a team win a game in the NBA playoffs while not shooting the ball well from three. Well, check mark. The Celtics shot less than 30% from three, only made 11 three-pointers, and they just dominated this game. So whoever that was, I can't remember who it was. I think it was on the TNT pregame show. But whoever that was who requested a win from a team while that team shoots poorly from three-point range, I think it was like find another way to win. Well, the Celtics just did that, and they did it in convincing fashion. And they did it with everything that Jonathan Pham just pointed out. So that sets the Celtics up with a 2-1 series lead. We've had a bunch of days off in these first three games. These teams have played only three games in basically a week. But now the games start to get much closer together. From here on out in this series, it will be every other day. So the Celtics will be off on Sunday with no game. And they'll be right back on the court Monday night down in Miami looking to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. So that's it for tonight, folks. I appreciate you sounding off with me. And I will see you again Monday night after the Boston Celtics look to take a 3-1 series lead down in Miami.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.